The World Needs People of Noble Character, October 2. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. True education does not ignore the value of scientific knowledge or literary acquirements, but above information it values power, goodness, above intellectual acquirements, character. The world does not so much need men of great intellect as of a noble character. It needs men in whom ability is controlled by steadfast principle. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge right. True education imparts this wisdom. It teaches the best use not only of one but of all our powers and acquirements. Thus it covers the whole circle of obligation, to ourselves, to the world, and to God. Character building is the most important work ever entrusted to human beings, and never before was its diligent study so important as now. Never was any previous generation called to meet issues so momentous, never before were young men and young women confronted by perils so great as confront them today. In true education the selfish ambition, the greed for power, the disregard for the rights and needs of humanity, that are the curse of our world, find a counter-influence. God's plan of life has a place for every human being. Each is to improve his talents to the utmost, and faithfulness in doing this, be the gifts few or many, entitles one to honor. In God's plan there is no place for selfish rivalry. Those who measure themselves by themselves, and compare themselves among themselves, are not wise. Whatever we do is to be done as of the ability which God giveth. In every generation and in every land the true foundation and pattern for character building have been the same. The divine law, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself, the great principle made manifest in the character and life of our Savior, is the only secure foundation and the only sure guide. It is as true now as when the words were spoken to Israel of obedience to his commandments, this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Here is the only safeguard for individual integrity, for the purity of the home, the well-being of society, or the stability of the nation. Amidst all life's perplexities and dangers and conflicting claims, the one safe and sure rule is to do what God says.